The treatment facilities for the gas from Iran's South Pass natural gas field are located in Bushehr province. Now, Bushehr is also famous for Iran's one and only nuclear power plant still under construction. Now, did you know that nuclear power accounts for only 5% of the world's energy needs, while natural gas accounts for nearly five times that amount? In fact, natural gas is fast becoming the world's most important energy resource for the future.
In place of natural gas, mm-hmm. in this regard, mm-hmm. as you see.
What is the importance of natural gas in terms of global energy?
We believe that Novaco without Iran is not feasible.
A debate currently going on about a certain pipeline called the Nabucco pipeline.
Hello again from Asaluya. We're off to see Mr. Salmani from the National Gas Export Company now, and he's going to take us to about as close as we can get to the wellhead where those all-important gas pipelines begin. Asaluya was no more than a fishing port before natural gas was discovered under the Persian Gulf in 1990. Since then, things have changed. The Asaluya region has seen a huge expansion in population and economic prosperity. Iran, too, has adjusted its future development plans with gas industry expansion firmly in its sights, which potentially could bring changes to the entire gas-consuming world. The South Pass North Dome gas field is a gas reserve like no other. It holds as much as 19% of the world's gas reserves, and as much as 70% of that gas is recoverable. But one question remains. Natural gas is versatile, abundant, clean, and relatively cheap. But how can Iran get that gas to the people who need it efficiently and profitably?
Today's world is divided into energy haves and have-nots. Iran has the world's second largest reserves of natural gas, but it's still not the gas exporter that it has the potential to be. It certainly wants to be, so we're going to see today what plans are in the pipeline and speak to a man who knows.
We had arranged to meet a man whose job it is to explain to countries that want Iranian gas how they can get it. Iran's potential gas consumers have two options: pipelines over land or liquefied gas sent in tankers across the sea. Poised on the dividing line between Europe and Asia, and with easy access to the highly important Persian Gulf shipping lanes, one could say Iran has the potential to be the center of the gas exporting world. Mr. Salmani had traveled from Tehran especially to see us. As the engineering director of the National Iranian Gas Export Company, one of his main jobs is to talk to countries interested in buying natural gas from Iran and explaining to them how they can get it. Now, we were meant to meet Mr. Salmani at the airport, but our planning hit a hitch.
Now, Mr. Salmani forgot to turn on his mobile phone, so we couldn't meet him at the airport as we'd planned, but here he is on the highway towards the South Pass gas field, and he's going to take us there now. Hi, Mr. Salmani.
Hi, how are you?
Nice to meet you.
Good
finally.
To see you.
Bit of a problem there. We didn't find you at the airport, but that's okay.
In a way, Mr. Salmani is like a very high-profile travelling salesman. The only difference is customers for Iranian gas are very often knocking on his door. Europe currently gets most of its gas from Russia, but the Russian monopoly has created problems in the past, so that's a situation many European countries would like to change. Expanding economies such as India and China need natural gas for their future growth. But while the demand is there, Iran has a long way to go before becoming the major gas exporter that it has the potential to be. Right now, it produces too little and it consumes too much. A lot of the gas coming out of South Pass is even pumped into oil wells to squeeze out more of the all-important crude oil, which brings in most of Iran's foreign currency revenue. In winter, Iran even has to import gas from Turkmenistan to feed its energy-hungry and freezing cold northeastern regions. So what does Iran plan to do to take its place among the world's top exporters? That was a question I planned to put to Mr. Salmani as we arrived at the South Pass gas treatment facilities at Asaluye, where the story of Iran's gas export plans begins.
What is the importance of natural gas in terms of global energy?
As you know, the energy basket in the world consists of several kind of energy. For example, gas, natural gas is one of them, and oil, also hydroelectric and nuclear, and coal. Natural gas is 24% of this energy which we use in the world.
Mr. William, as I told you in the meeting, during the meeting, about the world energy basket and the place of natural gas in this regard, as you see, we have 24%.
Right.
Regarding to the all of the energy consumption.
And it's interesting that that with all the dams and nuclear power plants being built, that the share of nuclear power, for example, is only 5%.
Yes, it's only 5%.
So surprising for me. And gas already is 24. Now, do you think gas is going to have a bigger share in the future?
Yes, of course, because of the purity of gas and composition, it is very clear for industry and for consumption everywhere.
So compared to, for example, coal and oil, gas is a clean and efficient fuel?
Of course, exactly.
Now that the environmental impact of years of burning coal and oil is being felt, the importance of natural gas is even more critical. It's relatively abundant, it's relatively cheap, and most importantly, it's clean. What's Iran's position in terms of gas reserves?
Iran, as you know, Iran is the second rank of the reservoir natural gas in the world.
What is Iran's current share of global export markets?
Actually, now at this moment we are 1%. We have 1% of the gas export in the world. But our plan is 16% at the 2050 till 2020.
So what are the opportunities currently available for foreign investors to invest in Iran's gas export industry?
There are a lot of opportunity for them in the pipeline section and also LNG plant section.
Pipelines cost money, and since they cross borders, they involve complex negotiations. Liquid gas technology is expensive, and not every country has it. That's why exporting gas has to be an international effort. From Iran's point of view, international investors have an important part to play.
Within the next 5 to 10 years, you're planning to increase Iran's gas exports to take up 16% of the world market. That's very ambitious. How do you plan to achieve that?
Yeah. Regarding to this matter, we plan some project in our country. This project is divided two or three parts. For example, LNG projects, liquid natural gas. We plan five huge company for producing the natural LNG gas.
And that will be exported via sea?
Yes, of course. And for very far from Iran and for that
such as
Japan, China, and European country, for example, Germany and Turkey also. The other portion is pipeline facility, which we plan more than 10 or 12 projects for near country, which we can send export or gas with via pipeline. Some of them is existing plan and we are using now, and some of them will be installed very future, very near future. You know.
Which pipeline is this?
This is IGAT number 7, which will be installed from Asalya till the border of Pakistan.
This is the IGAT 7 to Pakistan. What kind of volume of gas is going to be traveling through this pipe?
110 million cubic meters per day.
110 cubic meters per day. That's enough gas to supply Pakistan and India, perhaps. Huh? Yeah. But I understand that this is not the only pipeline which is currently being planned. There's another very important pipeline.
Yes, of course.
There?
We have another plan for IGAT 8, 9, and 10. IGAT number 9 will be installed only especially for export to Turkey,
yes,
border at Bazargan city, and then for European countries.
Until now, pipeline building in Iran has been primarily for the domestic market, bringing inexpensive, clean energy to power stations, factories and households all over the country. But plans to expand production and turn natural gas into a source of much-needed revenue are well underway. When the IGAT 7 pipeline is completed, it will send gas east to the fast-growing economies of Pakistan and possibly India. Both are countries keen to use gas to fuel their economic expansion. But the IGAT 9, or Persian pipeline, is the project that the energy world is currently focused on. Planned to run all the way from Asaluye to Iran's border with Turkey, this pipeline has the potential to send natural gas via Turkey to Europe, where demand is high and the need for diverse supplies is strong.
Iran's natural gas riches have also, in one sense, been a curse. The very abundance of natural gas has made consumption patterns extremely inefficient. So it's not only important to reform and enhance the production side of resources like natural gas, but also the consumption side in homes and in industry.
When Iran's supreme leader addressed the Iranian people in March last year, he named the new Iranian year the year for reforming the principles of consumption. A major public information campaign has been launched since then to encourage more prudent and efficient use of energy in people's homes. Iran currently has an energy intensity far higher than most of the developed world. For instance, it takes 4 times more fuel to get the same work done here in Iran compared with Canada, 14 times more than in Japan. That change in habits is going to have to come fast for many families. Over the coming months, the Iranian government plans to cut the massive subsidies which keep energy costs some of the lowest in the world. Iranians who don't cut their consumption are going to get a nasty surprise when their electricity and gas bills arrive. But it's not only households that consume gas. Much of the inefficiency and waste comes from power generation and industry.
What are the plans which Iran is implementing to make consumption more efficient?
Yeah, we have a project now with a European company together. We are sharing together 50-50%, and we are discussing about our consumption in power plant and compressor station in pipeline facilities. In power plant, our power plant is very old and the efficiency is very low regarding to new power plant.
What's the benefit of the Save to Export program?
It is very benefit for us and all of the world, mm-hmm, because we reduce the consumption of gas, mm-hmm, in our country, because, yes, you know, we have a huge consumption during the day. For example, at this moment we consume around during the winter, yeah, around 500
cubic meter per day.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yes. 500 million cubic meter per day. It is very high level of consumption.
So the idea is to make more efficient the domestic consumption in terms of power plants, industry, and home household use, and then free up some more of this gas for export. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. This project is very important for us because we believe that in our country, the consumption of gas is very uneconomic cost, you know. Regarding to the price of gas inside of our country, there is no any good managing for consumption of gas in a huge company, for example, petrochemical company, power plants, and other big company which they use more gas.
So Iran has the natural gas resources, and the demand in the world is certainly there for household consumption and for all important economic growth. The one thing that's missing from this formula is the investment to expand and to reach the potential of all the gas treatment facilities and export facilities here in the South Pass zone. Are there any foreign companies currently working in Iran's gas industry?
Yes. Right now we have some participants in our LNG plants, and our expectation is we can attract some other investors from foreign country for other part of our industry.
What about the investors who are currently here? Well, I know you've mentioned Repsol from Australia, yeah. Sinopec from China, yeah. Shell from Holland. Have these countries been successful in their investments? Have they made profits?
Yes, of course. But we have some problem about the feed, final investment decision. We should pass this part of this project. After that, we don't have any difficulty for the progress. We don't have any difficulty for this issue. And also for pipeline, we plan. I got nine for this issue, and we invite all of the investors from all of the world for this issue because it is very profitable mm-hmm. for investors. As you know, the duration of rate of return of this capex will be around 4 years. So in oil and gas industry, we have a lot of opportunity for investing.
Once Iran reaches that goal, what will its strategic role be in terms of global energy?
When we think about the energy consumption, the European country is very important for us and for every supplier because they need more gas and for now and future. And they only import a lot of domestic consumption from Russia, and it is very important for them, which they change this strategy and they import from other countries, for example, Iran or Turkmenistan and otherwhere. Iran is very safe supplier for them.
Much has been said about the proposed Nabucco pipeline, which some European countries are considering to bring Central Asian gas to Europe via a pipeline under the Caspian Sea. It's still unclear where these countries stand on the issue of whether they want Iranian gas to flow through Nabucco or not. Undersea pipelines are also difficult and expensive to build. Recently, Turkmenistan, another major gas supplier, committed its entire future gas production to Russia, China and Iran, which has cast doubt on the prospects for the Nabucco pipeline ever taking off. It's not entirely clear whose gas the Nabucco planners intend to purchase, if not Iran's.
But European countries now, I know that there is a debate currently going on about a certain pipeline called the Nabucco pipeline. Now, is Iran involved in that project or not?
We believe that Nabucco without Iran is not feasible. Of course, they need for that capacity, Iranian gas for that capacity.
It seems that the world is waking up to the potential of natural gas. As a fuel which burns clean and leaves a smaller carbon footprint than virtually any other, it's an energy source which we can exploit with confidence that we'll be leaving a better world for future generations. And if I had to describe Iran's gas industry in a single word, that word would be potential. With such huge gas reserves just waiting to be tapped, Iran is planning major projects that will see it joining the all-important club of energy exporting nations, not just in the oil market, but in natural gas too. That takes investment, of course, and a view to obtaining the latest technology. It's clear that realizing Iran's gas export potential will need international cooperation and agreements that cross borders. But it's not all about unbridled exploitation. I got the impression that Iran too is slowly but surely realizing the value of the gift it's been given and how it should be used with one eye on the future. The Iranian government has taken on a huge challenge to reform the way Iran has consumed its natural resources for decades, a massive culture-building exercise to teach the importance of preserving a national treasure and making it work for the benefit of the nation and for the world for decades to come.